been on my heart for several months now to have this service and to come to this time to preach this message, and then in a unique way to challenge our people in this matter of being energized to service, energized to service. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 25. I want to read a very familiar parable, one that is, I think, key in so many ways, and one that ought to challenge us. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord, of thy Lord. So also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained other 2 talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gatherest where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have my own, have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto them, unto him which hath 10 talents. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that you would please meet with us. Lord, help us tonight, God, to do some honest evaluation. And Lord, not just tonight. I pray, God, this next week we would enter into it prayerfully. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would help each and every one of us to spend some time with you, discerning, Lord, your will, and getting in your mind and seeking, Lord, your guidance. I pray, God, that you would activate and energize, Lord, to service. Lord, that you would put into, Lord, circulation some hidden talents, God. That you would help us, Lord, as a church body, as a local New Testament church, to do more than we've ever done before. I pray, Jesus, what you asked me to pray. And I'm praying the Lord of harvest to send laborers into the harvest. And so, Lord, I ask, God, that you would please, Lord, don't allow one member of Blessed Hope Baptist Church to just shrug off this message, shrug off this night. God, if they do, I pray, God, great conviction come upon their lives, Lord. God, I pray, dear God, if they shrug this off, that chastisement would come into their life. God, the end is too close for us to be having given something and refused to give it back to you, to your servants. So I mean that, God. I pray, God, that the chastening hand of the Lord would come upon those who just refuse to serve. Lord, energize us, make us willing, make us to want to, make us to love you enough to. God, do what you need to do. Lord, I don't know if we've got the rest of this year. I really don't. I don't. Lord, I look around. I see your hand moving. I see unusual things going on. I see the signs, Lord. If we can look this spring and have enough sense to look up and see a dark cloud and think it might rain, boy, you think we as Christians would be able to discern the signs of the time. Energize us, convict us, God. Put us into service at a heightened level. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And you can be seated. I want to talk to you about this parable. I want to speak to your hearts and challenge you tonight very specifically. We're thrilled to have visitors. Sister April, it's good to see your family still here. I was thrilled to hear, maybe it's a rumor, that they're selling everything, moving to Jacksonville and joining Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We're just thrilled about that. I'm not one to listen to rumors or spread them, but isn't that exciting? Amen. And it's been a treat to have you folks come and visit with us. I mean that. God bless you. I know you've been an encouragement to your daughter and to her husband. And I know, Brother Krantz, in my life, there's just nothing more exciting than getting to spend time with my mother-in-law. And I'm sure that that's been true in your life. You've been blessed, I'm sure, in a special way in the last week. And so, but I'm going to kind of speak to Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I'm going to speak to the home folk. And if you're here visiting, you know, I hope you'll take this message and take it home with you. If you're here, I'm talking about from away from here. If you're here and you're visiting Blessed Hope Baptist Church, I hope God will do something in your heart and you'll understand. Listen, folks, let me get this to you. The local New Testament church is important. You know, it wasn't Pastor Ross that thought of the local New Testament church. I mean, it wasn't his brainchild. This is something that God established as the means of reaching a lost world for Jesus Christ. Now, there's power in the assembly. There is. If we could have done just as well by all of us deciding we're going to stay at home and be a patriarch in our own family and have a church in our own house, then God would have done it that way. I think he would have done the most effective thing to reach the world. But God knew that an assembled group can always do more in the assembly, everyone giving some, than just a few of us away by ourselves doing our thing. I'm against that. I'm against folks that somehow have convinced themselves, probably because of the false doctrine of the invisible church, the false doctrine of the invisible church, probably because of that, or probably maybe just stubbornness, I don't know, decided that they're just going to kind of come to church and take a message like this and ignore it and go on and have their basket full of excuses why it doesn't mean anything to them. Folks, listen to me. It's killing the cause of Christ. It's killing the cause of Christ. I believe with all of my heart that every single born-again Christian ought to get saved. Once you're saved, get baptized, join a local New Testament church, grow in the Lord, and then begin to take those talents that God has given you and put them in service to the local New Testament church, to the building of the kingdom of God and the reaching of a community for Jesus Christ. Now, don't be a piker. Piker's somebody that holds back. Piker's somebody like, well, I'll tell you, those were good testimonies. Those young people preached tonight for me. This whole idea of giving half and thinking that's enough, that's not enough. I mean, what's it going to cost to serve God? It's going to cost everything. Well, it's good to hear that again. Figure it out. You know, we've got our little lives, and we're going to do our little thing. And I'll tell you what, we'll take a little smidgen of what we have and who we are, and we'll just kind of give God a little smidgen. I'm going to tell you, shame on us. Shame on us. Man, it's bigger than that. It's more important than that. Now, let me draw your attention to the parable. My heart's stirred tonight. Be patient with me. I preached in a camp this week. Got to see some tremendous decisions. I preached 8 times this week, not counting what I've done this Sunday or last Sunday. So I don't know where I've said what, where, if I repeat myself, or if I just start babbling incoherently. Somebody come up and lead me off the platform, amen. But I want to take the overflow of what God's done in my life this week and what I've meditated on and prepared to preach in this message and what I've seen here tonight. I want to incorporate all that into the delivery of the message. I believe, folks, we need to get busy for Jesus Christ. Now, let me give you some things. Number one, every saved person, God expects them to serve. Every saved person, God expects them to serve. 193 times you'll find the word service in the Bible. 113 times you'll find serve in the Bible. God expects us to serve the Lord. We're to serve the Lord with gladness. We're to serve the Lord willingly. We're to do all of our service as unto Jesus Christ. We are expected to serve the Lord. Now, I said it's good to be saved and it's good to be baptized, but being saved is not serving. Being baptized is not serving. Listen to me, folks. Coming and sitting and being fed is not serving. If you were a mom or dad and you went to your kids and said, listen, it's time, you're of an age, we've got a list of responsibilities. And by the way, that's a pretty young age. Now, the list needs to correspond to their several abilities, but this idea of kids eating and sleeping and never pitching in is hogwash. Hogwash. They're old enough to toddle around and scatter their toys. They're old enough to toddle around and pick up their toys. And I mean it, folks. We don't require service at home, then we wonder why they don't have a heart to serve at the church. And so I believe that once you're saved and you're baptized, you begin to come to church. Folks, listen to me. If you are counting this as service, this is not service. It's kind of like a kid that comes to mom and dad, and they come to him with a list of chores. Listen, we've got some responsibilities for you, and here's some jobs. Well, wait a minute, Dad, wait. What do you mean? Well, I want to get you busy. You need to serve. What do you mean you want me to serve? I show up for breakfast, lunch, and supper. What else more do you want? Now, hopefully, you got enough sense not to fall for that one. And by the way, so does your preacher. Look at me sometimes like, well, I show up to Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. What else do you want? Well, I'm glad you came to eat. Thank you for coming to eat. Now, why don't you take some of that energy that spiritual food's supposed to give you and get out there and do something with it. Amen. Amen. This whole idea that church attendance is the end to itself is ridiculous. It doesn't even make good sense, does it? And so, this idea that somebody's saved but shouldn't be serving in some capacity of their local church, to me it's unacceptable. It's wrong. Now listen, I can't make you do anything. If all you ever do is come and sit, I'll be glad to be your pastor. I'll be glad to preach to you. But you're going to have to endure messages like tonight on a regular basis. And should have to. And let me just say this, folks. You're going to have a judgment seat. We're going to get to this in the message. But there's a judgment seat. And God doesn't have Sunday school perfect attendance awards to give out. That's not real big on his list. Listen, I'm not demeaning church attendance. I'm just saying, church attendance is not serving the Lord. And so let me encourage you to be busy in service to Almighty God. Every saved person is expected to serve. I understand those of you that are newly saved, you know what? You may have to do some growing for a while. You may have to learn some things. You may have to get some things squared away in your life. But I'm just one of these that really believe that you don't have to be saved very long before you can start doing some things for the Lord. I mean that. Just like I believe that some of the young people, I mean, I understand, you know what? A newborn's a newborn, and we got to take care of it. And you know what? I appreciate it. I hope Brother Kevin hasn't given that poor little precious girl any chores around the house yet, amen? Her full-time job is just to eat and to do other things and to be cute, amen? And that's all right for a while. But you know, at some point, that shouldn't be acceptable. And folks, listen to me. We need, once again, to energize the congregation to service. Every saved person is expected to serve. Let me give you this. Number two, every saved person is equipped to serve. Every saved person is equipped to serve. Now, you see, when the parable is taught here, the master considers every one of the three candidates here as servants. And he also equips them, he gives them what they need in order to be productive. Now, we all know this, but let's teach it. We shouldn't take things for granted. I want to give some of you a reminder, and some of you maybe new material here. But notice here in verse number 15 that he gives different amounts to different people. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And this is parable corresponds with what Jesus Christ has done here on earth. He's saved, he's called, and he's equipped the brethren, the local churches for service. He's gone on a journey for a while, and he's going to be coming back one of these days, and we're going to have to, at that point and time, answer to what we've been given. Now, folks, listen to me. I have in my lifetime known many, many five-talent Christians. Just the kind of a person where you just think to yourself, wow, I'm telling you what, they can do this, 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 and this. Wow. And they really have just almost in some ways been unusually blessed with abilities. And if that's you, God bless you. I mean that. We've got some probably five-talent Christians here in our church. We've got some four-talent Christians. We got some three-talent Christians. We got two-talent Christians, and then there's the pastor. Amen. And But it doesn't make any difference. You know, sometimes we get so enamored with that, or watch this, if we're not careful, we get intimidated by that. Oh, well, I can't do what others do. I'm not like so-and-so, and I'm like not like so-and-so. And I'm. Wait a minute. Do you understand that God decides that? You understand that it's not, listen, don't compare yourselves among yourselves. The Bible says that's not wise. That's either going to discourage you, or it's going to make you proud and give you a big head. It's not a healthy thing to spend a lot of time comparing. Listen, I'm not worried about how many talents you have or you have or you have. I just need to ask God what he's given me and make sure that I put what he's given me into use, into usage for the cause of Christ. Now, every saved person is equal. Oh, brother Jerry, I don't have any talents. That's hogwash. He didn't give 1, 5, 1, 2 and say, buddy, I'm out. Sorry. You're just going to have to be a potted plant. You know, that's not what God done. He gave everybody something and some abilities to put in service to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, every single person here is equipped to serve. Let me say this. Number three, every saved person should be energized to serve. Now, the sad part of this story is, of course, the man with one talent. And the one with five, in verse number 16, the Bible says he went and traded with the same and made them other five talents. Likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Let me just say this, folks, that everything's there for a reason. Why did he choose? Why didn't it say he put it in a tin can? Why didn't it say it put it under the mattress? Why did it say it dug in the earth? You know why? Because the reason we don't take what we have and energize it for the Lord is a lot of times we take it and invest it in the world instead. We put our energies and efforts in a temporal world instead of working for the things that are eternal. And, I thought I'd get a better return. You're not going to get a better return than spending your life serving God. You're not going to get a better return than spending your life serving God. And folks, listen to me. I know we got to live in this world. I know we got to work in this world. I know we got to make money and pay bills and all of those things. But let me say this. None of that is an excuse not to be energized in some capacity and service in the local New Testament church for the Lord. And listen, if you want to go outside the church and serve, you can do that. But you'll have the impact of one. If you join with the church, you could have the impact of the assembly. It's kind of like the one person that says, I'm going to support missions over here by myself. Okay, whatever you have, you can try to support what you can with missionaries. But let me say this. If you do what the Bible says, hey, why don't you join a church and just get involved and do it the local church way? Because an assembly can do a lot more powerful things corporately than one individual will be able to do alone by themselves. That's why we have a local New Testament church. Now, put your energies in the local New Testament church. Serve in the ministry of the local New Testament church. Get involved in the local New Testament church. And I've seen from time to time, I don't understand this. I'm going to share some things with you, not that we've got anybody that I know is doing this. You know how many times I've seen people decide to move over a job? They decided that they're going to go somewhere and move, and they don't even go first to see if there is a good, strong, local, independent, fundamental Baptist church in the area they're going. Well, we'll just go there, and then we'll look around, and we'll see what we can find. And I've even had people later on, well, it's not really the best church, but it's really the... Why didn't you think about that before you moved there? Folks, listen, you know what you're saying? Job first, church second. Serving the mammon first, the Lord second. And I'll tell you what, I'd take a cut in pay. I'd live on rice and beans and stay in a good, independent, local New Testament. Now, you can sit there and not believe what I'm saying. But I could tell you how many people had their family in a good, on-fire, independent, fundamental Baptist church, and their kids were doing well and things were going well, and they made a move over money, ended up in a mediocre church, and their kids ended up going to the devil. Now, folks, listen to me. Stay in a good, solid, local, independent, fundamental Baptist church. I know God moves people from time to time. I have no problem with that. But make sure it's God that's doing the moving, and make sure that you've got a place to go and serve the Lord in a good, strong, local church. Every saved person should be energized to serve. That's what I want to do tonight. I want to help you. I want to inspire you a little bit. I want to dare you a little bit. I want God to do something in your life. You see, folks, because here's the thing. Every one of us is expected to serve. Every one of us is equipped to serve. Every one of us should be energized to serve, because every saved person will one day be judged by their service. Now, the main bulk of the message, what I'd like to spend on, is when the Lord meets with the three servants. And it says after in verse number 19, after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh. Now notice this next phrase, and you ought to underline it. And reckoneth with them. There's going to be a day of reckoning. There's going to be a day where we have to answer to God for what we did with our lives. What we did with those talents, what we did with the abilities, those several abilities that God has entrusted us with. He didn't give those to you for you to go dig them in the earth somewhere and bury them and then pull them out at the judgment seat and say, here, let me dust the dirt off them a little bit. Here you go, Lord, and give him back what he got. I like this. I like the principle of the double portion. I like the principle of God. I'm going to tell you something. If you'll take what God gives you and you'll try to maximize that and at least double what God's given you in your lifetime, I'm going to tell you something. That's a good thing. I mean, if I was a Sunday school teacher and I inherited a class that had 10 kids in it, I wouldn't be happy till I had 20 kids. If I had a bus route and I got it and it was running 15, I wouldn't be happy till it was 30, and then I probably wouldn't be happy. I'd just say, God, can we double it again? And what I'm saying, folks, is this principle of the double portion, this principle of taking what God's given you and doubling it. Let me just challenge. Hey, 20s and 30-somethings. Hey, you young couples that are enjoying the benefits of attending a church that generation before you has paid for and built with sweat, blood, and tears. You can, if you want to, be entrusted. A new generation is starting to be entrusted with this church. What are you going to do? Sit on it? What are you going to do? Say, well, it's good enough. We're doing enough. Well, we got a nice place. Appreciate the previous generation and all they sacrificed to give us something so we can come in here and be comfortable. Shame on us. Listen, if we don't take what we've been given and ask God to let us double what we've been given, then we don't have a heart for the ministry. And so let's remember, folks, the motivation of the judgment seat. That ought to motivate us. There's going to be a day when we reckon with God. And so every saved person will be judged by their service. Now, he asked the first one to come forward. And the Bible says in verse 20, so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Now, I want you to focus very carefully. Verse 21 and verse number 23 is very important. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then in verse number 22, the 2 talent came back and said, listen, I doubled that by God's grace. You gave me 2. Here's 2 besides that. I came back with 4. Notice the exact same reaction from the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And what I'm saying is this. You know what? If you are a 5-talent Christian, you need to show up with 10. But don't expect any more reward than the 2-talent Christian that shows up with 4. Stop being intimidated by people that are more talented than you, more blessed than you. Forget all that. Who cares? What have you got? And what have you done with it? That's all I want to know. What have you got and what have you done with it? That's it. Well, I feel like God's only given me 1. Well, then you ought to show up with 2. And guess what? If you do, and if this man had, he would have heard the same thing as the man that showed up with 10. So listen, I don't worry about it. I think I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I've met preachers that are much more talented, been entrusted with more, have more abilities than me. You know what? All that means is they're going to have to stand and produce more. They're going to stand and answer for more. That's what that means. What I got to worry about is not what somebody else has. I just got to say, Lord, what have you given me? And what have you entrusted me with? And Lord, I want to maximize The opportunity that you've given me, and that's my heartbeat, and I want that to be your heartbeat. Listen, you shouldn't compare yourself to Pastor Jerry. You shouldn't compare yourself to somebody else that's in a missionary or somebody else. You know, sometimes missionaries come in here and they talk about what they've done. And man, somebody that's sitting in here as a Sunday school teacher in a bus cap and feels like, wow, compared to them, I'm just not doing. Wait a minute. Did God call you to be a missionary? Is he got you being a bus worker and a Sunday school teacher? Listen, you're not going to get a second rate reward unless you take those things that you could have done and bury them. Don't worry about that stuff. You know what? I've got to do what God's called me to do. You've got to do what God's called you to do. And those missionaries got to do what God calls them to do. And so every saved person, though, will be judged by their service. Now, many, many times I've heard people in testimonies. I've heard preachers say from the pulpit, one of these days I want to stand before God and heard, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, let's put that statement under the microscope for a minute. If you want to, listen, can I say this? God's not going to lie for you. You ever been to a funeral where you feel like somebody must not have known that guy that was in the casket? You're sitting there going, who's he talking about, man? God's not going to do that for you. He's not going to do that for me. He's not. Now, let's examine this. You say, Brother Jerry, you said that every saved person will be judged by their service. Well, let's see what God said. The Lord said, first of all, well done. He did not say, well intentioned. Well intentioned, thou good and faithful servant. I looked at your heart, and you know what? Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. And I looked at your heart, and I seen that you always had good intentions to one of these days do something for me. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Here's your reward. No, folks, listen. God doesn't reward good intentions. But I'm nice. He didn't say well niced. But I'm happy. Good. You know, I've met a lot of lazy people that are happy. Excuse me. Now, folks, you know how you hear well done? Boy, this is deep. You hear well done by doing. If you won't do, you're not going to hear well done. We're talking about service here. We're talking about actually going in, getting into action, energizing picking up, taking off, rolling your sleeves up, accomplishing something. Well done. I think there's a lot of Christians just think that they go through life, they pet puppy dogs. They smile at people in the mall. You know, that somehow God's just going to say, oh, wow. You planted flowers. Glory. I mean it. Good night. What do we think? What have we been convinced of? God's not going to say well done to someone who's not done something for him. Now, folks, listen to me. This is a matter of service. Now, should you be happy while you're serving? I hope so. That'd be good. But I'd rather have you grouchy serving than happy sitting. You got a better chance for a reward. Now, honestly, do something. Honestly, how many weeks has it been since you've honestly done one cotton picking thing for the Lord? You don't have a right as a saved person to live that way. You don't have a right to live that way. That's, you know what that is? That's slothful and that's wicked. And those are God's words. God's not impressed by that. Oh, but I dress nice. I dress right, preacher. I have good standards. Well, you know what? You can have good standards and get to work. I'm for good standards. I'm for dressing right. But you know, we're not supposed to be walking around some museum piece. Amen. Well, Brother Jerry, I'm a man and I got a short hair. Well, good. Glad you got a short haircut. Good. Amen. That's good. And I don't even have an earring. Well, God bless you. Good. Now go get busy. Well, I read my Bible. Good. Now take the energy and the commands that you read and go accomplish something. Folks, all these things are good, but the honest truth is, the bottom line is, we can be a lot of things and not do much. But God doesn't say, well, you did a good job existing, well existed. He said, well done. And the honest truth is, folks, there's a world that's dying and going to hell. There's a world that's dying and going to hell. There's young people that flood this church every single week, and you know what? If there's not people waiting where they land to serve them and help them and minister to them, there are doors that still haven't been knocked on and haven't been for some time in this era. We need to energize ourselves to service. Energize ourselves to service. Now, well done. This is deep stuff, but honestly, look at this. You want to hear well done, thou good and faithful servant? First of all, you must do, and you must do well. You must do well. Now, let me look at what the rest of this says. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, good and faithful are two adjectives. They both are describing the word servant there. Thou good servant, thou faithful servant. Number one, you must do if you're going to hear well done. Number two, you must be a good servant if you're going to hear good servant. Now, let me go ahead and challenge this and add on to it now. It is very important that as you serve the Lord, you do a good job. You do a good job. Listen, don't give the world your best effort and energies and give God's service a second-class effort. Be a good servant. Be a good servant. Master's Club is going to start up again in the fall. And let me say this. I don't know. From what I've seen, what I've experienced, we've had a good year. I'm not assuming anything, but I'm telling you guys, if you're coming down there and it's last-minute junk and thrown together and there's been no heart and preparation, then you know what? You're not serving good. Put some effort into it. Put some preparation in. Sunday school teacher, if you get up on Sunday morning for the first time, an hour before the church service, you reach for your Sunday school lesson and try to familiarize yourself with it enough to halfway read through it and give the kids some leftover time, leftover effort, that's not being a good servant. Bus workers, if you're waiting till late on Saturday and you give the best of Saturday to other things and the leftovers and you do kind of just drive-by visiting, or, you know, what is this? Some of you are calling. You're not even going and seeing the kids. You're just picking up the phone and calling them. How's your bus route doing, by the way? How effective has that been? Come on. Man, I know sometimes there's emergencies, but these kids need to be visited. And new kids need to be visited. Boy, if it's not careful, we're just giving God a slipshod effort here. Now, that's in all areas. I mean, that goes from the cleaning of the bathrooms here at Blessed Oak Baptist Church. Everybody, on Sunday morning, if you've got been given a responsibility of a section of this church, and that's your service to the Lord, and you're cleaning that bathroom, boy, people ought to walk in here and say, never have I seen a bathroom so clean in all my life. Honestly. This is God's service. This is God's service. This is big time stuff. Now you must be a good servant. Let me share a couple of things. God's not going to reward slipshod service. God's not going to reward. Notice this. I think this ought to be encouragement to you. Notice he didn't say, well done, thou great and faithful service. I think sometimes we just think, man, if I'm just not the greatest at something, then I ought to let somebody else do it. You know what? God's satisfied with a good, solid effort. Give God a good effort. Give him a good effort in all areas of service. Be careful to be a good servant. I'm going to try to enlist some of you, energize some of you for service. Now, let me share something with you. If you want to serve Blessed Hope Baptist Church, but you get in a ministry and all you do is sow discord in that ministry, you're not a good servant. If all you do is go into an area of service and you know what all you do is cut the legs off of the person in charge and stab in the back and be rebellious all the time because you can't take orders, you're not much of a good servant. Honestly, folks, listen, what we've got to decide is the work of God's more important than our little silly pettiness. And getting the job done for God's more important than seeing how much conflict we can have every weekend. Or who we can try to set straight, or somebody that we want to just undermine. That's a shameful way to approach it. Then the Bible says, last of all, faithful. Faithful. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. When I look at this, I just evaluate this and say, if I want to hear this one of these days, then what I've got to do is, number one, if I'm going to hear well done, I've got to do. Number two, if I'm going to hear good servant, I've got to be a good servant. Number three, if I'm going to hear faithful servant, I'm going to be a faithful servant. Because God's not going to lie for Jerry Ross. Now, let me just hit this. Let me hit it. Boy, it's so important. Faithfulness, 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 faithfulness. Be faithful. Be faithful. Man, if you've got a job to do, you know what? You ought to just be a fixture there. The kids shouldn't say, well, let's see, about 50-50 chance Mrs. So-and-so will be here, Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so, about 50-50 chance they, no, they ought to just walk in and you ought to be a fixture. Man, the once or twice you're gone on vacation, they ought to just look like, what in the world? They can't have church here, they're not here. I mean, you ought to just be a permanent fixture here at Blessed Hope Baptist. Faithfulness, faithfulness, faithfulness. Be in your place, folks, when you get a job. Be in your place. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. You know, I understand sometimes we're providentially hindered. I've never had a problem with that. We've got substitutes for about every area of service because we know sometimes, you know what, folks get sick. That's fine. You're never going to hear Pastor Jerry say anything about that. But when I see a flippancy, that bothers me. When I see this idea of, oh, well, you know, well, something else gets in the way. Oh, well, you know what, I'll call a backup. No big deal. Man, it ought to be more important to us than that. Now, you're going to be rewarded, folks, also at the judgment seat. You're going to be rewarded accordingly. Because notice what it says. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. I really believe this. Some of you are not going to enjoy the millennial reign very much. I'm sure glad that you stole your 70 years from God. Because you're not going to have fun in the thousand when we're back here on earth. That's okay. Go ahead and laugh at the ones that volunteer for everything. They're going to be bossing you around for 1,000 years later on. You're going to be working for them. Well, I won't do what they say. No, you don't understand who their boss is. Yes, you will. And 1,000 years is a long time. Amen. 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 Well, I'll just do what I want. Yeah, you can, and God may give you that choice now, but you're not going to later on if you're saved. You're going to do what he says. Amen? You'll be rewarded accordingly. And I mean this. I'm not saying that that's probably even high on my list of motivation things, but man, I'm telling you what, I'd rather be obedient. I'd rather be good. I'd rather be faithful. I'd rather be serving God faithfully for my lifetime and then later on get to rule and reign with him for 1,000 years in a capacity of some responsibility and importance than I would ignore him and then be rewarded accordingly. Well, we can't figure up very much here. 70 versus 1,000. 70 versus 1,000. You see, I know a lot of people are, oh, well, we'll all get to heaven. I'm saved. I know, but you got 1,000 years yet ahead of you. Amen. I'm going to come by and see you regularly. So remember every time I'd say I need some help and you'd put both your hands underneath you. I'm going to go, how we doing? Hey, man, good job sweeping that street, but you missed a spot. No, I'm going to have a good time. You say, Brother Jay, that's not very sanctified. Sorry. No, honestly. Honestly. Christian people making fun, laughing, putting down people in the church that volunteer all the time. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time later on. You'll be rewarded accordingly. You'll be glad that you did. I like this. It says this. It says at the very end, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And folks, let me tell you something. There's no price you can put on this. To stand before God one of these days, be able to look him in the eye and to hear him say, well done, and enter into the joy of thy Lord. Let's say your joy, it says his joy. You have no idea just how good it's going to feel to know that God is happy with you and was happy with you. And he didn't say, well done, only perfect people, or none of us would be rewarded. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. So that's what I do. I stay busy for the Lord. I try to do a good job in everything I do for him. I try to be faithful in the areas that I serve him. And I believe that if I do those things, he'll say these things. Does that make sense to you? Now, let me challenge you tonight, because this is what we're going to do. In just a few minutes, I'm going to have the men pass out something. As a matter of fact, Brother Reiser, would you just go ahead and give me one first? And if I get some guys to help, I want everybody that's a member of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, or you're now attending Blessed Hope Baptist Church, maybe you haven't joined yet, but this is where you're attending now, I want you to go ahead and take one of these, because I want you to look it over. And this is a ministry involvement sheet, and I want to go over this with you quickly for a few minutes tonight, and I'm going to send this home with you. I'm going to send this home with you. Now, seventh grade on up. If you're going into seventh grade, if you're a young man or a young lady, you just finished sixth grade and you're going into seventh grade on up, that's how I need to get these. Now, it's not that I don't believe that young people sixth grade and younger can serve in some capacity, but let me just say, we tend to begin to energize into service here in the local church at seventh grade, and we do that for a reason. Okay, I think that the young people for a while should train and set and learn and those type of things. I think 12 years of age is an important Bible age, and it's a time to begin to be active and to begin to be trained. And so there's some reasons that we do this. But seventh grade on up, I'm stalling a little bit because you'll do a whole lot better listening once I get these guys done, amen? And so if you haven't received one yet, would you raise your hand if you haven't received one yet? Okay. All right, very good. You're doing a good job, gentlemen. Thank you. When you finish that section there, we've got the front over here that needs to be hit. So if some of you would bring over the leftovers. If you haven't gotten one, keep your hands up. Just raise your hand, keep them up till they get to you. Is everyone over here taken care of? Okay, Matt, would you bring all of those to come over here? Okay, keep your hands up, keep your hands up, keep your hands up. Now, this is what I want to do, and this is what I'd like to have from you. I would like you, first of all, don't forget to put your name on it. Please, don't turn in a ministry involvement survey without a name. That pretty much kills it right there, amen. I think I'm going to get one that has everything checked and no name, just for fun, amen? So I don't know who this person is, but I really need to find out, amen? Ministry involvement survey. Let me say this. When I went to Bible college, now stop looking at him and look up here for a second. You guys are pathetic. I'm sorry, but pathetic's the only word for it. It's just pathetic. I know how you are because I'd be the same way, so... When I went to Bible college, they in the registration line gave us an opportunity to sign up for ministries. When I went up there, I didn't know anything. And so I just signed up for everything. I didn't realize I couldn't do everything. Folks, let me give you something. You can't do everything. You can't be involved in every ministry. What I want to do is just simply, I'd like to get from you so that I could have on file and know a little bit about what is in your heart. Now, a couple things. Number one, if you put a check mark in an area and you get mad at me because 3 months later I haven't energized you into service in that area, then that's not fair. There may be no opportunities right now in that area. That may be something where I just know in the future. It may be, honestly, and I've done this with some of the folks in this church. Some of you are so willing that I have to monitor your involvement. Some of you are so inactive that I've got to monitor your pulse. It was right there. I couldn't read. One of those things where God's saying, don't say that. And I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me, God. I'm sorry about that. But honestly, some of you, you know, come every time we have something new, I look at what you're already doing. I know you need to just do what you're doing. I appreciate that heart, but honestly, folks, none of us can do everything. And so what I'd like you to do is if you put your name on this, there's two things that you have the possibility of checking. Number one, already involved. And if you're already involved in any of this, anything that's listed, if you'll just check that, I'll know I probably know anyway, but I'll know they're already serving in that capacity. And that will help me evaluate how busy you are and be careful not to overload you. The next thing is interested. Now understand that interested means interested, okay? I may not be able to use you in that capacity. I'd rather you not fill one out if you're going to get mad at me if I don't use you in certain areas. Don't put me in that situation. I can't always accommodate everybody in every situation. But at least I'll know where your heart is. This is how I feel. Look up here. I feel like, welcome back. I feel like that I have a heart to serve God. And I'm not against being asked to serve in any area. And I certainly would want to if I can. But it's always nice when you have a heart's desire, and God's put something in your heart, and I know about that you have a real heart's desire to want to serve in a certain area. That'd be fantastic. Now you can look at them, all right? Here's the different ministries, and let me just go through it real quickly. Senior Saints Ministry, and we're going to restart this. Brother Poet left last year. Be honest with you, we had so much else on our plate, I didn't have somebody I feel like I could readily step into that. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to begin that again this fall, and we're going to have our Senior Saints Ministry again. The Mountain Peak Senior Saints Fellowship is going to be reactivated. We're going to change it. We're going to ask and invite at least everybody that's 55 and older to be involved in the... We had 60, 55. We're going to drop it down. Be honest, I had a lot of people between 55 and 60 that just said, I really like to be a part of this, you know. And besides that, we can get Mrs. Bovenshin in on it. Because she can come with her husband, and she'll be the only teenager involved in the Senior Saints ministry. If I had special ed ministry, I could involve your sister Tanya in something, you know. I'm not going to get any of these papers back. I hear ripping sounds right now. People are... All right, I'm going to stay focused. We got to get through this, all right? We're going to do a monthly newsletter for our Senior Saints Ministry. There may be something that you would like to put together, you'd like to produce, you'd like to help with or write for, special projects. And this is going to be times when we need help from people that are outside of that age group, where I might need some help with the Senior Saints Ministry. Maybe you just say, Brother Jerry, I'm not a senior saint, but I would like to help you with that ministry. I'd love to be able to spend time with that age group and be a help and a blessing. Then I need help with activities or special project. The pastor's prayer partners director, if you are already a prayer partner, check that. If you're interested in becoming one, that's fine. If you would help in some areas with the prayer ministry, maybe type or email the prayer updates or anything involved with the prayer ministry. You say, Brother Jerry, that's just a ministry that I'd like to be involved in at some higher level. That's really interests me. Then check that, okay? For our outreach ministry. Now, for now, Brother Derek Lowen is listed as our director. Of course, we're going to change that in the near future. But he takes care of a lot of things for me, does some things. And he not only, when I say that he takes care of it, understand this, our ministry directors don't do all of these things themselves necessarily. They see that they're done. So you may be able to say, hey, you know what, whoever the director is, I'd be interested in helping to see to it that we keep our visitation supplies ordered, or see to it, I would love to be able to help assemble the visitation packets. And this is something that some of the senior saints could maybe do, you know. I'd come an evening a month or something like that and just sit and fellowship with some other folks and assemble the visitation packets. The coordination of the visitation areas, we're going to need someone to coordinate that. Assemble and maintain the maps. If you're kind of a map person, that stuff makes sense to you and you'd like to do something like that, that'd be good. Coordinate follow-up visits. Some of the folks here, it's really hard for you to come to some of the a regular, maybe your schedule doesn't allow you to do a regular soul-winning ministry, but you, if I gave you some follow-up visits individually, you would track them down and be accountable for them. That would be helpful. It'd be a big help. Our nursing home, preaching. If you would say, I'd be willing to preach in one of the nursing homes. I'd be willing to substitute preach. I'd be willing to play the piano in a nursing home, provide special music. A lot of our nursing home people are asking and would really like to have, and the people love it, folks that would come, and it's once a month, and actually do some special music, provide some special music. You know, can I throw something out here? If you would be willing to do it here, but you wouldn't be able to do it in a nursing home, you ought to evaluate that. All right, or a helper, a nursing home, just a helper. Brother Jerry, I can't sing or play the piano, but I'd come and help gather the people and sit with them. And you know, every time we go to a nursing home and we say, turn to page so-and-so, probably 75% of the people, because of their afflictions, has to have somebody find the page number for them. You know, you could do something like that, and you would be blessed. I promise you, you'd be blessed. Ushers, if you're already ushering, check already involved. If you're not, but you'd be willing to, we need more ushers. Parking lot attendants, we're going to try to be a little more organized and making sure that we're getting our parking squared away, if you'd be interested in helping in that. Visitors packets, the men come up here every week. They have these things to hand out. If you'd say, you know what, I'd be willing to keep up on that or help put those together, be fine. Bus ministry, driver, substitute driver. If you're already a captain, mark that. If you'd be interested, Brother Jerry, if there was an opening, I'd like to be a captain. Or if we ever started a new route, I'd like to be considered. Let me know. A worker on a bus route. Or maybe you can't drive or captain or ride on a bus, but you could take a time on Saturday and visit, help visit one of the routes. That would help a captain tremendously. You could visit for a couple hours on a bus route, say, I can't ride on Sunday, call the bus captain, here's the stops, here's the addresses, and help them with some of the visitation. Bus treats, many of you are already involved in providing bus treats for all of our bus kids every single week. We got homemade treats that we provide, and that's a blessing to those kids. For those of you that don't ride the bus, listen, I've been on the buses. That's a highlight. They love that. And I wanted to say that to you ladies. Thank you. That's one of those jobs that's done in the shadows that it's not said much about. But if you're not involved in that, you can get on a list maybe once a month or so. You can provide homemade treats for one of the routes. Youth ministry, Brother Reiser, of course, directs that. We have youth visitation on Wednesday. If you're involved in that as a teenager, fine, check that. If you'd like to be involved, or if you're interested to be involved, check that. If you're a chaperone, if you're older, but you say, Brother Jerry, I could come and I could help out on that and chaperone and ride with the kids and help oversee things, that's needed. The youth ministry does a monthly nursing home. If you could help on that on Wednesdays, that'd be great. That's once a month. Activities. If you say, I would like to help chaperone activities, I'd be more than happy and willing to go on activities and help chaperone things. Camps, like the camp week we just came off, we always camps, retreats, those type of things. When youth trips, we always need adult chaperones. If you'd like to say, you know, hey, every once in a while I'll go. Check with me. See if I can get off and go. We'd love to have that. Chaperone the retreats and activities. From time to time we have banquets. We need help with that. And so those type of things. Blessed Hope Baptist School Ministry. If you're already involved as a teacher, that's great. Mark that. If you're interested, mark that. A substitute or an assistant teacher. A monitor, a substitute monitor. If you would say, Brother Jerry, I'm not good in those areas, but I can do some secretarial work, I'd be willing to help out. Merit cell help. The Dively's this last year has helped oversee our merit cell. But I'll tell you what, honestly, we need more than one couple doing it. That they get overwhelmed out there. And so that's one day a week where you just show up. The kids come in. They've got all of the stuff that's donated for monitor or merit cell, and you'd be involved in helping with that. Organized science and history fairs, if you'd like to be part of that. We always need extra help during those times. Matter of fact, some of the kids need you to do their projects for them. They would be blessed. There's a handful that would be blessed. Chaperone field trips, turn the page. Children's ministry, Brother Tim Burcham is our children's ministry director. Sunday school is a huge, huge, huge important ministry here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Teachers, substitute teachers, helpers, substitute helpers, Sunday school material. We produce all of our own Sunday school material, but once about every quarter we have to have it copied, collated, put together. It's got to be done. If you say, hey, that's a job I'd do, I would do that, Brother Jerry, or be interested in helping with that. Classroom readiness. Brother Tim comes in here early every Sunday morning. He goes through every classroom, but that's a lot. And sometimes we get caught. and he's got to do a lot of last-minute stuff. If you just say, hey, you know what, I'd show up here, instead of coming in at 20 after 9, I'd show up here at 9 o'clock, and I'd walk through with him, or I'd take part of the areas and make sure they're ready. Anything like that would be a blessing. Junior churches, folks, we've got our 2- and 3-year-olds, and I broke this down because I wanted you to see the different age groups. Some people are more comfortable working with certain age groups. We have our 2- and 3-year-old children's church. We've got our 4- and 5-year-old primary church. We've got our K-4 junior church. And if you'd like to be interested in being used in a leadership capacity or as a worker in any of those, that would be great. Master's clubs, we always need a lot of help with master's club in leading and workers. And so we've got the 1st through 3rd grade. We've got the 4th through 6th. Again, some of you are more comfortable with some ages than another. You just enjoy it more. That'd be fantastic. Nursery, boy, we always need help in the nursery. We need nursery workers. This rocking bed babies is not, you know, for some of you that have a, yeah. Some of you that have a sinful background, there's no rocking going on back there as far as rocking bed babies. This is what we... So that didn't sound good when I read that. That just didn't sound right. Ladies, if you can't help in the nursery, and some of our older ladies, or if you have some physical limitations, say, Brother Jerry, I can't chase toddlers, but I would sit in the bed baby nursery for a service now and again and just rock babies. You know what? That would be a blessing. Amen, nursery workers? If you've got your hands full, you're a nursery worker, Brother Tim? I said, amen, nursery workers. And he's the director that's got to deal with it when they don't have them. But sometimes for the ladies just to say, you know, we get about several crying babies going at the same time. It's a challenge. So that would be great. And then let me turn the page. Music ministry, congregational song leading. Of course, we have that. But if you'd like to maybe be considered as a substitute. We need substitute song leaders from time to time. Piano playing, we need piano players. Special music, if you're already involved in that, if you'd be interested, if you'd mark that. If you're already involved in the adult choir, fine. If you say, I've always been kind of interested, not sure what to do, mark interested. Teen choir, children's choir, join a singing group. By the way, on our teen choir and children's choir, We've had to hold off on some of that. We've had problems, a little bit of problem with piano players. We've had some problem with just the right person to do these things. Again, if you are interested in being a choir director, you might write beside that, you know, would direct that or help in directing that. We're going to be forming some more singing groups. And if you'd be interested in that, we're going to put some ladies' groups together. We're going to put some men's groups together. We're going to put some young men groups together. And so if you're interested in that, if you just mark that, it'd be great. Missions ministry, our missions ministry. We've got our chapel ministry over there. If you're already involved in the chapel ministry, Victory Baptist Church over in Bloomfield, mark that. If you're interested, you'd help out in some capacity there. That'd be great. We need help in the services. We need help also sometimes just maintenance and things like that. If you put a note, if you want to clarify, just write in whatever, if that would help me. The Judea Projects, we have done a lot with our Judea Projects. And what that is, that's a helps ministry to other churches in southern Indiana. We find struggling churches. We try to in some way help the preachers. The congregation will send groups. Sometimes I send an individual. I've sent guys, give them money and said, I want you to go down and I want you to take Brother So-and-so out to eat and I want you to be a blessing and encouragement to him. And just go call him up and say, listen, my preacher wants me to come down and take you out to lunch. And honestly, folks, those kind of things are needed. Missions trips, if you're interested in being involved in something like that, if we were to plan that. Writing our missionaries, we're going to really expand this. Wait till you see what we did putting together the children's, and this was Sister Anna suggests this. I love this idea. Wait till you see what we've done putting together the pictures of the children. We're going to have every children, every missionary child, every MK, I called them. that is the age group of every Sunday school class. We've got a wonderful picture that we're putting in the Sunday school room. Are they already in there yet? They're not in there yet? Okay, we got them ready. We're going to start putting them in. Missionary captains, let me explain this. We're going to, I've asked David to coordinate this, and David is our missions director here. What we're going to do is he's going to oversee taking care of all of our missionaries. But what we'd like to do is we'd like to get 5 missionary captains. And what that means is this. you would be assigned 10 missionaries to personally, intimately watch over, get to know, be responsible for, and to pass on information about them. You're going to need email access if you're going to do this. We want you to get involved in checking up on them and seeing where they're at. We want to make sure their prayer requests are getting to the pulpit. We want to know what's going on in their lives. We want to know what their needs are. And they need to feel like they've got a contact person here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. The monthly letter is great, but we need a contact person that they can feel like at any point they could email real quick in the next service, or right away they could get on the phone and get our prayer chain going. We want our missionaries, we want the communications to be made a little bit more effective. Hospitality ministry, our ministry directors, Bud Bovenshin, Joseph Storehouse, of course, Angie and Tim Sagersey have just been a blessing. They've run that thing, take care of that. They've been fantastic about it. If you could help them from time to time, you'd be interested in that. That'd be great. It's not just delivering the food. It's organization. It's a lot of stuff that goes on with that ministry. If you showers, either wedding showers or baby showers, if you'd be interested in helping organize, help put those on. If you'd help with hospital visits, funeral meals, ordering flowers, church function food lists, church function decorating, any of those things, mark them. Amen. Media ministry, I'm trying to hurry here. Director is Brother Craig Klein. He's our media ministry director. He oversees our tape ministry and our tape room, our web page maintenance, radio ministry, editing. Right now, we've just newly recruited some help in that. We need more help in that, radio ministry editing. We're going to start new radio ministries, more radio programs here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We've got some neat things going here. You say, that's kind of something I've always been a little interested. We need guys to help edit that. Advertisement is big. Folks, there are unbelievable opportunities in our community. It doesn't cost our church a dime to see to it that people know what's going on here in the different media outlets, but it takes somebody that has the drive and willingness to keep up on that. I believe every single thing that's going on at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, the whole community ought to know about. Somebody's got to keep up with that. Public relations, that's where we send you to irate bus parents, and you settle them down when they're mad. No. Public relations, if you're just that type of a person, we do need sometimes liaisons between us and different segments of the community, and we do. We need people that's just good PR people that go in and professionally represent Blessed Hope and can do the running in between us and different organizations and different parts of our community and areas of our community. Newspaper articles. If you are feel like, you know what, Brother Jerry, I haven't said a lot about this. Maybe no one even knows. But you know what? I like writing. I can do newspaper articles. I would like to write newspaper articles. Again, there's a need there. Operation Think Event Director, Brother Hal Hall, if you'll participate in those events, be willing to help schedule the events. He needs some help because, folks, these processes of getting in these places is a long process. And sometimes he needs a point man that'll just stay after one of the National Guard units or something, and keep after it and build a relationship with the commander there until we lock in a meeting. And it sounds easy, but he's trying to do that and a lot of other things, and that's time-consuming. He needs help there. Assemble the packets, janitorial, church cleaning, ordering supplies, mission house cleaning. If you're already doing that, check it. If you'd be interested in maybe being a sub or helping in any of those, that'd be fantastic. Our vehicle maintenance program, I'm going to break down our deacons. Our deacons are over different parts of the church here as far as the physical aspect. Look right up here a minute. Let me just try to real quickly give you something, and I hope you really believe me. I don't look at a division for ministry here. I think it's as much ministry to change a flat tire on a bus than it is to visit for a bus route. And if you don't think it is, Mr. I only visit, then you take that bus out with a flat tire and see how many kids you pick up. These are important things. These are huge, vital, important areas of ministry. I don't think there's the physical and the spiritual in a church. I think it's all spiritual. And so we have here vehicle maintenance, bus repair. Those are two different things. Sometimes we just need somebody to say, I can't fix a bus, but I can maintain a bus. I know how to change oil and do a few things. Van maintenance, van repair. If you would be willing to help with the pastor's car and some maintenance, that would be fantastic. Save the church some money. Church grounds, Don Mowry and Brother Tom Walton oversee this. It's the mowing and trimming. Many of you, by the way, we've had a great group of men take care of that. And the yard always looks fantastic. You know what? They mowed it. What day did we get mowed this week? Anybody? Can someone tell me? Friday. Did you notice already how much trash is in the ditch? It's crazy. And you know what you'll find? I don't know why I'm saying this. You can't believe every Sunday morning how many times I stop and pick up beer bottle and beer can. It's just like a bunch of pagans want to drive by. Can you imagine? Can you imagine driving by a church on a Saturday night and just purposely wanting to throw beer cans and beer bottles? And we got to get our deacons to stop doing that. And trash in the ditch, the church sign, if you'd be willing to help with that and maybe oversee or keep up on changing that out. Snow removal. You know, I'll be honest with you, Brother Tom has just kind of done that. But, you know, a lot of times he's in places where it's hard for him. He needs some help. Trash and junk hauling seems like it's always a challenge. We need some Blessed Hope Baptist Church flower girls. We really do. We really do. Wouldn't that be cool to be called a flower girl? You always wanted to be a flower girl. But men, we need some help with trees and shrubs. We need some, I think we've got opportunity to develop some of the flower beds and make the place look a lot sharper. It's just, where's the person that's going to not only do it the first time? I can't have you do it and leave it. Somebody's got to have a heart for it, you know, to maintain it and just stay with it. Church buildings, finances, Brother Charles and Bob Townsley, buildings, a treasure, if you want to help us. Sometimes we need subs on counting money and different things like that. Brother Charles does the financial reports, but even if that's something in the future you'd be interested in helping in some way, let me know. Widows, shut-ins, deacons' wives are over this to visit them, but we need help with this, provide sermon tapes. We need you to coordinate with the media director, get sermon tapes, make sure they have tape players, see to the needs and transportation. Folks, that's huge, 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 huge. We need help in all those things. Now, I'm done, but what I need you to do is this. Take these home. I don't want you to try to quickly fill these out. I'd like you to take the time. I'd like you to pray. I'd like you to do it. We're going to have a container on the back. We're going to have a container on the back information desk there on Wednesday night. And can we make sure we do that Wednesday night? And then also next Sunday, it'll be there for a couple weeks. But folks, listen to me. You know that if you take this home and set it off somewhere, it'll be setting off somewhere 6 weeks from now. Decide this is important. Decide to go ahead and fill it out this week. I'd really like to have all of them back by next Sunday. And if I don't hear from you, I'm not going to call you. If you don't turn one in, I'm not going to badger you. You know what? I found out that God has to move in people's hearts. And I'll preach at you and encourage you to get involved. But, you know, ultimately the decision has to be here. Let's stand to our feet, bow our heads and close our eyes. We're going to have a short time of invitation. Every saved person is expected to serve. Every saved person is equipped to serve. Every saved person should be energized to serve. Every saved person will be judged by their service, one day judged by their service. The Lord spoke to your heart and said, Brother Jerry, you know what? God's really spoke to my heart tonight, and honestly, 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 I need to get more involved here. And I know that, and God spoke to my heart about that, and I'm going to take this sheet. I'm going to fill it out, but tonight before we leave, I want to get to an altar. I just want to tell God, God, you know what? You've been patient with me. You've been good to me, and I want to pay some of that back. I want to be actively serving here at this church. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd speak to hearts. Oh, God, please. Lord, you said when weeping over Jerusalem, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he'd send forth laborers into his harvest. Lord, we only can reach this community to the same proportion that we have people that are willing to be energized into service. And Lord, little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. I pray, God, every one of us would say, Lord, just use me tonight.